Today on Media Alert Sandwich, we're talking about
Pod Bros.
And panels and presentations and
Pod Bros.
And, not being awkward and how you should take up panels and presentations and
Pod Bros.
Are you going to say anything other than Pod Bros?
Yeah, are you going to record this time?
Welcome to Media Alert Sandwich. With me is John from
Pod Bros.
And you're also from
The Accidental Wrestling Fan.
Okay, and you're also from
What Do You Do and How Do You Do It?
And you're from one of my favorite podcasts,
Jean-Pod Van Damme Cast.
Ah, you knew that one. Because that's the only one I constantly comment on. I'm Scotty Miley, better known as Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK, and you're listening or watching to Media Alert Sandwich from MediaAlertSandwich.com, and you can also find us on
Podbros.com.
See, I like this. The video version is way different from the audio version. John, we talk about him on the show all the time, and literally all you need to do is point at him, and he goes,
Podbros.
It's that fantastic. Now, I've also seen you do a lot of presentations and panels where you talk about
Pod Bros.
And, what's the difference for, let's just start with the basic here. What's the difference between when you talk by yourself versus when you're on a panel?
Yeah, sure. Usually when I'm talking by myself, doing these solo appearances, doing these talks, it's mostly to educate people and let them know what podcasting is, what podcasts are, how to get involved with podcasts. A lot of people, they sit there and they go, I've heard of a podcast, but that's it. That's where it ends. So a lot of these solo talks are me telling people what they should do to get involved with listening. It's really easy to say, hey, online radio, and that's kind of your entrance into it. That's getting the foot in the door and then taking off with it. Whereas if it's on a panel, I find myself more on the lines talking with podcasters or people who actually know what podcasting is. So in that way, it's going to be a little bit more focused on. We've talked about what podcasts we're doing, how to get involved with podcasting, podcasting networks, and the like. I mean, there's other things too that evolved from that with the podcasting, but
just and people that go to the panels, they also usually have a better, you also, not everyone, but you have a part of the audience that a lot of times go there because they are podcasters and they're friends with the people on the panel.
Right, right, exactly.
You have do a little more that. Of a wider spread of an audience.
Right.
Normally, not all the time.
No. There are those situations where it's
you're totally other podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good ones where you have a nice mix of people. There's some times where it's just it's everyone that you know that's sitting there, and you're just like, oh, hey guys, what's going on? Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
looks good on camera.
To me, an individual presentation is more about education. Mm-hmm. Not saying a panel isn't, and there's a lot of different types of panels and presentations. When I'm presenting by myself, I might even bring a PowerPoint or something with me. If I'm with a bunch of people, the only way I would bring one with me is if, okay, you got 10 minutes. Now the second guy will go and he's got 10 minutes. Third guy's got 10 minutes. And then we're going to all together do a Q&A. That makes sense. And that's still considered a panel, even though it's more individual presentations with the Q&A at the end. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between these. So that's perfectly fine. I've organized panels and I've had to tell people, no, leave your presentation at home.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to have a discussion and we want to get a lot of information out in a short period of time.
Right.
You maybe have, you know, it's booked for an hour. Usually they're going to cut it, they only want you to go 50 minutes at most because if there's other presentations, they have to get started or people need to move to the other place. So they're really going to give you 45 minutes to 50 minutes. And you want at least 10 minutes Q&A. I prefer 15 minutes Q&A. So you really have less than a half an hour. And a lot of people start 5 minutes late because people still might come through the door.
Oh, yeah, we've had those situations happen before, just most recently, and I felt bad for the guys behind us because he had a situation. It was just him himself trying to do a presentation, but because the people in front of us ran over, we ran over, and I just so happened to know the guy after. I was like, hey, man, if you need any help, I'll try to help you out as much as I can so you can set up and be done as quick as you can in here.
Right. I think the hardest one I did was we were coming on after a movie, and the movie started more than 30 minutes late. What I was doing was actually setting up for the podcast, and we're doing a workshop setting up for the podcast. So we were like, you know, okay, this is actually needs to be timed. We need to use all our time because when that panel starts, we got to be set up.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different issues. I mean, I think it worked out okay. But, and that's, you know, when it comes to any production, you have a B plan, you have a C plan, you have a D plan. Maybe I didn't follow all those through, but it gives you, you know, a lesson. That's, but, you know, you never know where you're going to start. You have to come in with a good attitude.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're doing by yourself, you kind of said, you know, you talk about podcasting. You said before your what your aim is for them to walk out with at least one podcast already downloaded on their phone.
Right.
Or them to be, you know, them with the intent to download them.
Exactly.
With that same subject on a panel, I would think the intent is for people to come out with a list of new ideas, maybe equipment, or just a re-energized motivation.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's for that topic. You know, you know, a lot of these can be applied to anything. You kind of, okay, I want people come out with, you know, when I talk about YouTube, I want people come out with that new motivation or brand new ideas. As a moderator, that's why sometimes I stop people from telling a lot of extra stories. I don't mind stories. I want those stories being told, but we got to hit a couple of those motivational points. We got to hit tips. Because if you spend, and we've talked about this before, if you spend a majority of your time off topic talking about gummy bears, which has happened, I went to a panel about sponsorships. Someone was sponsored by gummy bears, and they actually had this whole video where they got turned into the gummy bears that you see on commercials and stuff. Half the panels didn't even know that was their video. But all they didn't know that was a thing. All they knew, they were talking about gummy bears, so they just talked about eating gummy bears, and that was like more than half the time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right there, when it comes to those situations, when I'm looking through the pamphlet, whatever information I get from the registration table, I'm looking to see what I feel that I'm going to be interested in. And if I'm looking at a panel that says we're talking about sponsors, how to get them, how to keep them, what to do in these situations, I'm expecting that. I'm not expecting to go onto that panel to hear a story about gummy bears and then leave feeling like, okay, well, I just wasted that hour and I could have went to this other panel that was talking about script writing or something along those lines. And
unless you're a fan of those people.
Right, right.
But for the most part, you're going for an educational purpose.
Exactly. We both kind of align with
yeah,
that. Yeah, yeah. Those are the different panels. And, you know, some of those panels, like you said, you're going to have people that they just, it's their star power. I mean, I went to Star Wars Celebration. Mm-hmm. And so there's obviously panels there with some of the icons. You know, George Lucas is there. And his panel, it's basically to entertain you. But if he was doing a panel that was geared more towards, hey, we're going to talk about directing.
I would love to see a panel with George Lucas talking about practical effects. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Right, I know, right?
It'll never happen ever again. It'll be a panel about why I no longer use practical effects. But, you know, you watch those old, you see those old pictures with him with all the models and everything. You just want to be like, how did you do that back then? And stop changing my Star Wars.
But that's the thing, though, too. You're going to get a few fans that are going to want something that's so limited like that, where we're talking mm-hmm. about those effects, whereas if it's just in general, you're going to get more and more of an audience. So when you're looking at these panels through this pamphlet, usually along those lines, you kind of get an idea of what the panel is going to be about. Is it going to be about this creator that you really like, or is it going to be about the informational side of things?
Right, and usually I say the decision sort of is the moderator. It's always usually the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just who's ever talking, because you don't always get that chance to survey the audience. But it's sort of the moderator, and you don't always have a moderator.
Yes.
You want to talk about a couple times where you're on a panel with people and you didn't have a moderator?
Yeah, and I guess it just all depends. I've been in some positive situations where there's mm-hmm. been no moderator, and I've been in situations that's an absolute nightmare, and I question about ever doing something like that again. And, you know, I really like the idea of a moderator, just because they're there to keep a time limit. They're there to make sure everything's all right. One of my biggest pet peeves is when you have the set limited time. You've already said it, you've got about, realistically, mm-hmm. 50 minutes. And you have seven people on a panel, and each one wants to introduce themselves, but they don't do that elevator pitch. They decide, hey, you know what? I want you to know about every single thing that I do. It drives me absolutely insane.
They, each one gets 2 to 3 minutes, and there's seven of them, so they have to make their impression. These right. are people who don't know who I am, and I want them to go to my website. Yeah. I want them to download my podcast. I want them to watch my YouTube. I want them to buy my book. I want them to donate to my Kickstarter, whatever the reason why they're there. And that's not a bad thing. It's just there's seven people here. You know, that's why it's the moderator's job to me to just kind of, this is so-and-so from this project, YouTube, podcast, whatever. This is so-and-so from this thing. This is so-and-so for that thing. This is so-and-so who's known for this. And then, you know, if they want to add something to that, they're welcome to add, but you kind of got to get on that thing, and then you start your topic.
Right. Yeah. Like when we did the panel with podcast networks, talking about podcast networks,
mm-hmm.
that's in the name of itself. Okay, this is what this panel is going to be about.
And there was someone that was in a panel before that was like, I'm a podcaster. I want to be a part of this. And I had to be a great person. Love that person. You're in another pod. You were in another panel with that person.
Yeah.
You know, fantastic. You know, wonderful, cheery, great. I'm sorry. You know, this is about this. Can you talk about this? Well, I'm part of it. Yeah, but can you, let me say, if I ask you, you know, a question about the business side and how they, would you be able to answer that? No, I will not. Do you, you know, will they let you represent their network? I don't know. I would have to ask them. And I don't know who I would ask. And that's why unfortunately, you can't be part of this panel.
Right, right.
You know, and normally you don't have situations like that. That's in a situation where it's all volunteers and nonprofit, mm-hmm. And it's mostly more or less friends teaching each other something.
Yeah.
Most time there's panels, it's at a convention that's pre-organized and all that good stuff.
Yeah, but
those are things to think about when you're assembling a panel, though. Oh, yeah. I have seen people like, well, they're on it because they're my friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that before, yeah. But getting back to that, though, I shouldn't have to spend 3 minutes telling you that I'm the owner of podbros.com. You know, like, and with that panel, that actually went over smoothly. Not only did we have the name tags with it saying, you know, basically who we were, but we all knew each other up on that stage. And so we were just like, hey, yeah, this is what we do. And then it moved along. It was nice. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to have you there to moderate, to do that. But also knowing those guys, being able to just say, hey, yeah, this is what we do. This is the name of this panel. And how much more straightforward can you get?
Right. And a lot of times I see you on panels. You are quiet, actually, a lot on the panels. I don't know if it's because you're listening or you don't know when to talk. Do you have an answer for that? Come on!
Yeah. I do. And those who might be watching this might not know, but if you follow me, you follow the network. I went to law school, and one of the greatest pieces of advice I've ever received in law school was basically don't talk unless you have something to say, like something profound to say, something that is going to get the point across. And to me, I think it's wasteful to try to fill up time on this panel speaking nonsense. And if I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be the one who's talking and I'm going to be talking about gummy bears, I feel that I let the other panelists down. Mm-hmm. I feel that I let the audience down unless that panel's about gummy bears. So that's just my point of view on things. If I'm not going to be addressed, I don't want to try to butt heads with anyone. I feel everyone has a say. And it's one of those things, really, when you're the silent one, mm-hmm. you get to know people all around you. You get to know the characters of those people. And sometimes it's great to make it awkward, too. So that has to put everyone else on their feet.
As a moderator, and I did this during that panel, I tend to push people a little bit.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times. You know, that was a very interesting panel because, and this is nothing against anyone on that panel. Everyone was fantastic and great information. It was just, I was asking questions of a side that it seems like they were never asked before because I have a different background.
Mm-hmm.
So coming from my background, my questions weren't something that they normally expect. You know, usually someone had a question similar to mine, like, hey, how do I make money? It's more or less a joke, which it is, you know, when
right,
you talk about podcasting.
Yeah.
However, in my background, you know, a network means very different things. So when I'm asking them things more on a business point of view, they didn't quite always have a straightforward answer. Or when I was asking things, you know, three different networks, they do things three different ways.
Yeah.
Hey, I noticed you guys do it this way. Have you ever thought about doing things similar to them? Or why don't you do it like this? And you can kind of tell when they're paying attention, not paying attention. I'm not going to say what the topic was or anything, but I asked you a very direct question of one of the ways Pod Bros does things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next person, I won't even say the network because it doesn't matter. They agreed with you. And then I go, wait, do you do that too? It's like, wait, do what? Oh, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, why would you do that?
Yeah,
and then they made fun of you, you know, for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But they agreed at first, and they realized, wait, we really are different.
Right, yeah. That was a good thing about that panel, too. And that's the cool thing about some of these panels is sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. And that one was a great representation of three different panels or three different networks that do three different things. And I am of the mindset of,
that was with Podcast Detroit and
Slackjaw Punks.
Slackjaw Punks. And huge shouts to both of them. Podcast Detroit, that was the third panel in a row.
Yeah.
They were doing a marathon. Slackjaw Punks, that was their second in a row. So always big shout outs to them. Really thank you guys for coming out for that one. Go ahead. I just want to put that out there.
They
were fantastic, and it was a marathon for Podcast Detroit.
A lot of these panels that I'm on, and just the ones that I've seen, the ones that I've heard, you know, sometimes you'll download them, and you sit there and you're like, man, there's just a lot of fluff here, and it's really not. You hear the same things, and I try to go out of my way to tell it like it is, whether people don't want to hear that or not. It's like the grim side of things, for instance. I remember one of the questions that you had asked about exclusivity, what it means and what it means to each one of us, and how they basically were like, no, we're not exclusive. And I came out and I said straightforward, yes, I am. And this is my reasons why. And as a businessman, this is why it led me to do that.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you there. I wanted a wide range of people. Another panel I've hosted now twice. The first time I've hosted a finding your niche or niche, your niche niche, you know, finding your niche. I did not organize it. Someone else organized it. It was for Playlist Live in Orlando. And, you know, it was just a really wide range of people, and it was, you know, really fantastic. Wide range of YouTube channels. You know, two or three of them did almost the same thing, because you always get a bunch of vloggers, but I did the research and found out what was different between them and was able to bring that out. Yeah. The organizers are actually a little mad at me because I didn't use their questions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like asking everybody the same question. Yeah. I would find a question that kind of matches somebody, you know, that I want to know, and if anyone else has something to add to it, they will. And usually people want to talk. So, you know, maybe everybody or at least one or two people will add to it, and it will actually add to the discussion. What I don't like is, hey, how do you feel about this? Okay, same question. I'm going to walk away and have a sandwich.
Right, yeah. You know? Yeah. You guys just keep talking. No, I definitely hear you there. And in some situations, yeah, I want each one of them to answer that question. But a lot of the times,
it changes. They're different.
Exactly. And you are set with a limited time. And that's mm-hmm. the one thing that I think just amateur moderators, those, and okay. No one please take offense to that, but that's something that people, you learn kind of on the job. You do sit in those situations, and I mean, sometimes I'm just very dry about it, and it's like, okay, let's be honest. The panel was originally supposed to be these guys. You show up, and they put a chair on the end for you to sit in, and you're just like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, because I've never done that for anybody that showed up kind of late. I'm like, oh, it's John. John, come down here.
Well, that's different. I was supposed to be on
that panel.
You were
supposed to be there. That was actually a really great audience.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was amazing.
I wish I could have had that video out there. There is video of one of our panels at Adrian Comic Con. We did a second one. That was actually about podcasting. Unfortunately, there was as many things that went right with it. We had technical issues, and I just couldn't put that out there. So I apologize for those that were looking for that.
Right. That was one of those, you know, sometimes you have that the unsuspected panelist, but then sometimes you have that unsuspected audience, and that was a positive unsuspected audience.
Yes.
We had a great mixture of people there, whereas sometimes you're lucky if you get just, you know, five, and other times mm-hmm. you'll have a 20 there, but they all know the panelist. And then other mm-hmm. times, like Adrian Comic-Con, where it was just new people and they were interested about learning mm-hmm. about podcasts. There might have been one or two people out there that actually had a podcast or a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And then you had people that wanted to sit and relax their feet, but they were genuinely interested.
That was exactly the type of panel or type of audience. If I could get that audience every time, I would be so happy. There's people there that were students, and because you know, I did that panel a little bit differently than what I normally see. I came from it from an academic point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, still, I mean, Crazy Mark was on us, so you know he's entertaining.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I got to reel him back a little bit. But really, he's fantastic. And when you got a big audience, he's in his prime. Mm-hmm. He's all about that. You know, that was just a fantastic audience that they're there for education. They're the, you know, and they enjoyed the show.
Right.
And after the show, it's so rewarding when you get people come up to you after the show with questions.
Oh, yeah.
When you're the person by themselves after the panel and no one comes up to you, you have all your cards ready and you have, like, you know, you have a couple minutes set aside so you could talk to anyone that wants to talk to you and no one comes up. It makes you wonder, did I do this wrong?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But then you have the times where everyone's asking you questions. You're like, dude, this feels, you know,
yeah.
I'm so happy this went right. You know, you have your good times and you have your, you know, even if you feel like they're bad, that doesn't mean they're bad.
Right.
You know, you just don't know. They really could just been resting their feet, enjoyed the show, and then they just don't, you know, they're just generally not interested in following you. Or they're following you and they don't say nothing, which you get that too.
Oh, you get that a lot. Mm-hmm. You get that a lot too.
You know, you can't feel bad. But I know as an audience member, I've been to many panels, and when I see, you know, I always say after the panel, I want to talk to the panelists.
Yeah.
One reason why I don't want to go to VidCon anymore, because you're no longer allowed to talk to the panelists
afterwards. Wow.
because of the events concerning YouTubers, and especially Orlando and some other places, of a couple tragedies that happened. Yeah. They literally have security escort them out. So when the panel is over, security escorts them away. They're not allowed to hang out with anybody.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
To me, that's the best part of the panel.
Yeah.
And I always go up, try to say something, especially if there's someone by themselves. I go up and I tell them what a great job they did. If they didn't do a good job, you know, it's where I take the moment. What didn't I like about this? And that's always an important question. You know, when you watch a movie, when you write a script, when you do anything, if there's something you don't like, sit back for a minute and figure out what you didn't like. Yeah. In this situation, you know, when I see people say or do something that didn't settle with me right, or for some reason I didn't think this guy did a good job, I figure out why, and I ask them a question. Like, maybe they answered a question. Maybe they didn't even answer the question. I'll re-ask the question. Hey, you kind of chuckled that this made a joke, but I really want to know what your answer is.
Right, right.
You might make a new best friend like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's certain situations, too, where you might ask a question like that, or you say, hey, you know what? I really had a follow-up with this, and I know I didn't get a chance. I didn't want to hog the microphone. I didn't want to be one of those fans. It's a perfect opportunity, because there might be a situation where they're like, you know what? I did want to talk about that, but we didn't have enough time because someone was talking about gummy bears. And so...
Or my question, you know, my answer to that is a very lengthy one, and I didn't, you know, I just couldn't figure out how to make it short.
Yeah.
You know, yep. I feel a very particular way.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't want to take up the time. Yeah. There's some panelists that are more than willing to do that, while there's others that realize they're like, you know what? No, that's too long of a question to answer. Get at me after the show and we'll do it. I've been in those situations where it was kind of like, especially doing a lot of intro to podcasting stuff, you can't just sit there and go, this is step one and step two and step three, and this is what you need to do. So they'll come up to me after, and I'll gladly give them a business card and say, hey, you know, my number's on here, my email's on here. Feel free to get in contact with me, and we can talk a little bit more about this. Or right now, if I don't have anything to do after this panel, I'm glad to talk with you.
Mm-hmm. So... when you do panels, are you more nervous when you're with a panel or when you're presenting by yourself?
You know, I think it mostly just depends on what I'm talking about, to be completely honest with you. Mm-hmm. There might be times where I'll be asked to do a panel, and it could be on the technical side of things, and I'm just like, oh, okay, so I got to sit there and try to study up on some of the stuff that I do. You know, it's one of those that I don't want to sound like a complete moron, because I'll be completely honest. I'm not a giant tech guy. I just know what I do, what works for me, my way, my reasons for why I picked this. But then it ends there. So those ones I'm a little bit nervous about, because I might get a question that just goes over my head. And I'll be the first to sit there and just be like, you know what? I don't know, but maybe one of these guys know. And I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, BS you on it. And I mean... that's even worse than me like just saying I don't know, because then I'm leading you off into a different direction that might be completely wrong, or I might get called out, because these are conventions, and there are all certain types of different people there, and some of them are not afraid to call you out on stuff.
I always say I don't know is a perfectly acceptable answer.
Yeah.
Sometimes the question's answer was asked in a way that you're unfamiliar with, and it's okay to, like, you know, can I clarify this question? And sometimes it doesn't even occur to you like that, because I've seen I've had people ask me questions which I could write them right through perfectly, and I know everything that would need to know to answer that question to their satisfaction. However, sometimes people ask it in a certain way where you're scratching your head and you're thinking that they're asking a completely different question, which happens when you're talking about more of a tech thing, because they don't know what certain things are called, which is why they're there.
Right, exactly. You
know? So nothing against the person.
Right.
You know, like, hey, when I get feedback in my microphone from this, I'm thinking feedback. Just because they called something feedback doesn't mean it's feedback. Yep. It could be something completely different.
Yep, exactly. And that's the thing, too. Sometimes you'll also just have a dull moment and you'll know the answer of it. It's just that day, that particular question, that way of thinking, your brain's just not on, and they'll ask you something and you're just sitting there and you're like, huh, what? And then,
right,
you know, you have to explain it maybe a little bit later. Oh man, I'm so sorry. I was interpreting that the wrong way. I didn't understand what you were saying, even if it sounded point blank. It happens to the best of anyone.
Yeah, to me, and that way, that what makes group discussions a little bit harder, because you don't know where the conversation is going.
Yeah.
You have people to lean off of. Some people are way more comfortable because you have people to lean on. You're not there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Presentations, you have a lot more control. A lot of times the audience will only ask questions of the things that you point out.
Yes.
So you don't point out things that you don't exactly know. Like if I'm talking about YouTube, mm-hmm. I don't bring up a lot of things about gaming because I don't know how copyright rules and laws are about gaming, and that's why I kind of stay away from it. Other people, however, will talk about it, and when all these questions come, I really don't know, unless right. you're a gamer.
Yeah.
That's why when I present, I stay away from it. I stick to what I know. I stick to finding your niche. I stick to the basics of video and mm-hmm. audio and getting started. But when it comes to, you know, surrounding things in particular niches, I'm not talking about that niche. I'm talking about this generalized thing right. over here. I could talk about this niche and that niche and this one, but I'm not going to bring up the ones that I don't know about, because what's the point of talking about a very centralized subject if you unless you're bringing up an example that you don't really know about.
Right.
So in that way you have a lot more control in a personal presentation, which makes a lot of people nervous. You know, you get used to it.
Oh yeah.
You kind of get up there.
That's the biggest thing too with it mm-hmm. is just you're going to have some people that are absolutely frightened to either do a panel or be a moderator. They're like, oh no, I'm going to screw up. Well, let me tell you something.
A lot of moderators screw up. It's okay. Happens. You just have to keep doing it.
You just have to keep doing it, and you learn. You learn from those experiences, and it's not the end of the world. You know, you might have one person that might remember it, and then you can have a good chuckle about it after that. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things. You have to keep going. You have to learn from this. Not only does it help you, in my opinion, not only does it help you as a panelist and or a moderator or just someone who's sitting there as a host, it helps you as a performer, as a creator also, because there might be a situation where you use that as an experience that you're doing something like right now of mm-hmm. us just talking.
Right. And, you know, if you can record it, it's very interesting. I've recorded, and we've said this, you recorded, you know, a lot of panels and stuff with the idea that we're going to use it. And then you go back and watch it, and you're like, ooh, I can't use yeah. that. That didn't really pan out.
Right.
The audio doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to go this way with this panel, and I said or did something I don't quite agree with now looking back on it. And I just don't want to put it out there for posterity like that. You learn from it, just like an athlete yeah. records themselves during games.
Yes.
You know, you learn from like, oh, I didn't realize that's what they were talking about.
Right.
I got to kind of stay on my game. We're like, oh, I can't believe I told the story like that.
Mm-hmm.
I should have told it this way. It would be more relatable. Relating, to me, that's the biggest point.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap up. So, you know, panels, just calm down, relax, enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Have fun. Try to stay on topic. Figure out what your audience wants to talk about. Be relatable. Be relatable to your audience. Be the reason you're there in person is because they want somebody to talk to them as a person. If all you're doing is giving them a step-by-step tutorial, they could go on YouTube for that. They right. could watch a video. You're not there to rehearse your documentary. You're there to be personal and be a person to relate and actually have that one-on-one discussion, even if it's still a simulation. You have the Q&A. And that, to me, that's the biggest point. Don't ever cut out your Q&A. If you don't have a Q&A, there's no reason to be to be there. Yeah. Unless they're just there to listen to your stories. So unless you're a big celebrity like Kevin Smith or, you know, whoever, if you're actually talking about a subject, you want that Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
And the reverse side, if they're only got like five people there, you might not get anyone asking any questions.
Right.
So you still have to just keep going with the subject and make it relatable, give it education. You know, talk about something more than gummy bears.
Please.
Talk about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, we can all relate to that.
With me was John from
Pod Bros.
And from
The Accidental Wrestling Fan.
Ooh, wrestling. A lot of niches here. A lot of niches. Maybe one day we'll get you on and we'll talk about finding your creative niche or niche.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme podcast. Yep. And a lot of things. Can people see you anywhere in the future? Keep in mind that this podcast won't be out for another 2 weeks. So
right, yeah, I was going to say, no.
I know I will be at the Michigan Comic Book Expo in Wyandotte
yes.
at the end of July. Hopefully I think this will be out before then. Media Alert Sandwich will not be there, but I'll be walking around with a video camera. So feel free to come up and talk to me.
Yeah.
I will also be at Flint's Comics something. I know it's a Comic-Con in Flint.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say September 3rd. It's the first Saturday of September. I think I have another. Oh, yeah. I'll be at two of your Comic-Cons.com. I'm not sure what the dates are. I'll be at TaylorCon or Taylortown. And I will also be at Adrian again. I believe that's in November. I want to say November 18th. But you can check out MediaLitterSandwich.com for those dates or Toten.com. If I'm not with Media Alert Sandwich, it's not going to be on that website. So you can find anywhere that I'm going to be at Toten.com. Or if you're just interested in Media Alert Sandwich, go to MediaAlertSandwich.com. Or if you just want to watch and listen to things and a bunch of other awesome podcasts, go to PodBros.com.
That's right. That's right. And I'll probably be at a majority of the same that you'll be at for the most part. A lot this year I'm going kind of just as a fan, kind of doing some small coverage myself. So I might mm-hmm. not go as a representative of Pod Bros. I might be going as a fan.
Originally. You're
going
to be the guy in the audience yelling things out.
Yep. I'm going to be asking the awkward questions.
Good. I look forward to it. I'm Scotty Miley, better known as Toten from Toten.com and YouTube.com/Toten K. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion.